Hi there, Glenridge family. Today's devotion comes off the back of the series around maturity that we've been doing on Sundays. And particularly, I want to speak about perseverance. In James 1, verse 2, it says this: "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be made mature and complete, not lacking anything." In other Bible versions, it says this. In the ESV, particularly that sentence about perseverance finishing its work so that we may be made mature without lacking anything. In the ESV, it says this: "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And in the ASV, it says this: "Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, without lacking anything." And so the reason I bring up those other versions is perseverance. They use the words perseverance, steadfastness, and patience. Friends, there's this work that patience, steadfastness, or perseverance needs to do in us. In the ASV, it says, have its perfect work, have its full effect in the ESV. It needs to be complete. There's a work that perseverance does on us. That avoiding it, friends, avoiding perseverance, you know, it can be easy to find yourself in the place where you're coming under so much fire, the road you're on is so rocky that all you do is search for smoother roads to travel on. When actually what God wants to teach you in that perseverance is going to lead you to a place of being whole, mature, and perfect. And perfect, that word perfect, often means in the Bible mature or fully mature. Often we can think of perfection as without blemish, which it can be used to describe. But in the Bible, it's often used to describe with the meaning behind it as mature or fully mature. So friends, once perseverance has completed its work, we will be mature, lacking nothing. And that word, and that little phrase, not lacking anything or lacking in nothing, I would almost rephrase in my mind as nothing more to gain. And when we speak about nothing more to gain, when I was reading that, I felt God remind me of that scripture in Philippians 3, where it says this, Paul says this: "But whatever were gains to me, or whatever was to my profit, I now consider a loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." So friends, we have nothing more to gain in knowing Christ, friends. When we know Christ, we have nothing more to gain. And so there's this work that perseverance does in us that once finished, friends, it leaves us whole. It leaves us mature, truly reliant on Christ. And only then, friends, only then, when we understand what it means to be truly reliant on Christ, only then will we be found mature and complete. So friends, I want to encourage you, don't avoid perseverance. Don't avoid perseverance, friends. As we've read now, avoiding perseverance means delaying God's work in your life. I want to encourage you, have faith. I want to pray for strength and pray for courage to walk the roads that we need to walk in life so that God can take us into everything that he has for us.